Carl, looks as if you're getting good cooperation from the residents here today.
We are, and it's a continuing point of cooperation throughout this whole movement. Many volunteers came today to help assist the occupants to dismantle their site, which is good to see. It's being done in a cooperative manner. We look like, you know, a few more hours to get it wrapped up, and we'll work with them in that manner. But it's going very well today.
Any indication? I think you said there might be a little cleanup for city crews afterwards, but not much.
Yeah, the members here have done an excellent job in cleaning up, as you can see, the picking up the site. Obviously, there's a large amount of pallets behind me and some items for donation. There will be some personal items that the Parks Department will store for people to pick up within the next 30 days. But overall, I think the anxiety of having a site full of tents and things to clean up is obviously not the case.
And lastly, let me ask you, Captain, this did come up at yesterday's court hearing about the request for a stay. There was some indication that, or an admission that there had been some criminal activity. Has your district been called here an inordinate amount of time, would you say?
Well, obviously, when you look in comparatively from an empty parking lot with zero calls to a space where originally, a couple dozen, and then lately up to 60 to 80 people, when you have a congregation of people together, it does generate at times conflict and issues. And so, yes, we have seen an increase in calls for service here, but proportional to the number of people staying here.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Captain.
You bet.
Can I do a quick follow-up with you on where, I guess, I think the $64,000 question for everybody is where everybody goes now? What are the alternatives for the folks who've been staying here?
Well, we really don't have an alternative right now. I guess a small contingent of us yesterday went to South Park Street to look at that site, and I guess we're met by police and we're told, with no uncertainty that would be not a possibility. So I really don't believe there is anywhere to go. I think everybody's just going to have to figure out for themselves what to do. I'm sure a majority of people will end up just back downtown.
Sure. Has there been any attempt on either side, for example, from the shelters to reach out to people and offer places or an attempt to contact some of the shelters and see if there's anything available?
Porchlight said that they would be opening an additional shelter to take in a lot of the people that are here. I don't know what the response of the homeless community here to that offer has been, frankly. Many of them have a little bit of apprehension about the shelter system and are reluctant to enter it. They've even toward the end, when a lot of the people who migrated in here knew it was coming to an end, and sort of they sort of had this fatalistic "what difference does it make" attitude, and behaviors among some people started to erode a little bit. Even then, when things got a little bit unpleasant at times, people still insisted that they felt safer here than they did in the shelter system. And one woman said, she had to take a shower, even at Salvation Army, she would take a shower with her belongings, because if she left them, they would be gone. Whereas here, she could go to work all day, come back from work, and her stuff was still in her tent. And so,
I want to ask you about that, because I heard this assertion made that not everybody here is not working. I mean, there are people who are employed who are staying here.
Oh yeah, there are a lot of unemployed people here, but there are a lot of people who are working. In fact, a lot of the people here, a lot of people aren't here who were here months ago because they were able to work, save up, and get an apartment. I know of three cases like that where people, I mean, there's more, but I don't know, but I know three personally, where they actually use this as a way, as a staging area to save money and get themselves on their feet again. In the case of some people, they have felonies, addiction problems, mental illness. They're just not going to be in an economy like this where there's a waiting list to get jobs. They're not going to be the ones picked, and so this was a place for them to live and have a community. And it was not just a bunch of freeloaders, you could say.
So a lot of workers here,
sure, as you can see here.
Yeah. you mentioned to me yesterday, the folks, and just now, I mean, the folks are, they're going to be elsewhere, but they're not going to be gone from Madison or the downtown area. So is there any sort of viable long-term policy or strategy or solution that the city ought to be thinking about now?
Well, all we wanted to do in terms of that, I was in a meeting with Soglin. Others at times met with Paul Soglin, and then there was, of course, that press conference. But what we wanted to do was simply set up a dialogue about where we might go from here, about different possibilities, because we don't have concrete answers. We just know that there's a big community that isn't able to be served by the shelter system. I mean, a lot of the people out here had used up their days in the shelter. They you know, you only get a 60, 90 now in some cases, days. And, you know, once you use that time up, it just you can't go there anymore. And so a lot of those people were here. And what we wanted to do with the mayor was have a dialogue about how we might address this in a way that could be perhaps, you know, cooperative with the city and you know, not in any kind of defiance. And we just were met with absolute hardline resistance, and it was just not, we realized this just wasn't going to go anywhere.
Okay. Thanks for